For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. The New Heaven and the New Earth. Scripture teaches that at the Great White Throne Judgment, the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Revelation 20:11. The present heavens and earth, which have been polluted by the activities of sinful man, will be destroyed by fire. Then God will establish the new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:13. In describing his vision on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator wrote, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Revelation 21:1. The concept of a new heaven and a new earth is also found in the Old Testament. Isaiah foretold, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." Isaiah 65:17. The new heavens and the new earth will surpass anything man is capable of describing. Untainted by the presence of Satan or any of his followers, no unclean thing will be there, and there will be no more death, sorrow, nor pain. There will be no more curse and no more night, for the glory of the Lord did lighten it. Revelation 21:23. The heavenly headquarters for the universe, the New Jerusalem, will descend from heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. It will be a perfect cube, with 12 gates of pearls upon which are inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Its streets will be paved with gold, and its foundations garnished with all manner of precious stones, in which will be the names of the 12 apostles. The New Jerusalem will be the dwelling place of God. The redeemed will have unrestricted access to God in fellowship and communion with Him, enjoying forever the benefits of His favor, for the new heavens and earth will never pass away.